Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. We often think of the Great American Songbook as being the repertoire of jazz and pop singers like Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, and others. But many others claim the songbook as well, including doo-wop groups from the 1950s. And that's what we'll be exploring this week. Coming up, we'll hear songs like Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, I Only Have Eyes for You, and A Sunday Kind of Love, sung by classic doo-wop groups like The Platters, The Flamingos, and The Dominoes. It's Doo-Wop Sing Standards, coming up next on Afterglow.
As long as I have you.
The Platters, with two standards. Just now, the 1928 Fred Ehlert and Roy Turk song, I'll Get By, recorded in 1956. Before that, the 1936 Vernon Duke and Ira Gershwin song, I Can't Get Started, recorded in 1958. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, I'm exploring classic tunes from the Great American Songbook as performed by some doo-wop groups from the 1950s. What is doo-wop exactly? The genre emerged out of big cities in the late 1940s and early 1950s as a style of street corner singing by amateur black singers. These early doo-wop groups were inspired by other vocal groups like the Ink Spots, with their wide vocal range of low bass and high falsetto tenor. But doo-wop groups placed an emphasis on rhythm and words, often simplifying a song's harmony and melody along the way. Naturally, many of these groups were drawn to established songs from the American Songbook, although ones with simple harmonies, like, for instance, the 1938 Hokey Carmichael and Frank Lesser song, Heart and Soul. You know the tune, you've probably played it on the piano before. The song's four chords, 1, 6, 4, 5, for all of you music theory people out there, they were easy enough for any ensemble to learn. This four-chord progression eventually became so synonymous with doo-wop that it's often called the doo-wop progression today. Let's hear two versions of Heart and Soul now. This first version comes from a group that's not technically a doo-wop group, the vocal group known as the Four Aces. They were an all-white pop group signed to Decca Records, as opposed to the mostly black doo-wop groups that we'll be featuring this hour. But their 1952 version of the tune, which was a hit just before the doo-wop craze took hold, emphasized some of the rhythm of the tune and the simplicity of the harmony. You can imagine how a doo-wop group could be inspired by this version. If you just sing the bass line instead of playing it on an upright bass, remove a few of the jazzier harmonies, and voila, this pop standard is now a doo-wop song. Here's that song now. This is the Four Aces in 1952 with Hokey Carmichael's Heart and Soul on Afterglow.
Heart and soul, I fell in love with you, heart and soul, the way a fool would do madly, because you held me tight and stole a kiss in the night. Heart and soul, I begged to be adored, lost control, and tumbled overboard gladly. That magic night we kissed, there in the moon mist. Oh, but your lips were thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were mine so strangely willing. But now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me, it's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul. Heart and soul, I fell in love with you, heart and soul, the way a fool would do madly, because you held me tight and stole a kiss in the night. Heart and soul, I begged to be adored, lost control, and tumbled overboard. Held all my heart and soul.
Heart and soul, I fell in love with you,
Two versions of the jazz standard Heart and Soul by Hoagy Carmichael and Frank Lesser, a song whose chord progression became the basis of so many doo-wop songs in the 1950s. Just now we heard the Cleftones in 1961, an R&B-inflected doo-wop version that reached number 18 on the pop charts in 1961. Before that, a traditional pop and proto-doo-wop version from the all-white group The Four Aces in 1952, a version that hit number 11 on the charts. When doo-wop flourished in the mid to late 1950s, many of the most popular songs were originals. The Del Vikings' Come Go With Me or The Five Satins' In the Still of the Night were each written by a member of their respective group, for instance. However, according to doo-wop historians Tony Greiben and Matt Schiff, the two most frequently performed songs by doo-wop ensembles actually come from the Great American Songbook. And they're songs that you might not expect, either, because neither of these songs, at least in their original version, feature that classic doo-wop chord progression, like Heart and Soul. The songs are Over the Rainbow by Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg from 1939, and A Sunday Kind of Love by Barbara Bell, Anita Leonard, Louis Prima, and Stan Rhodes from 1946. Greiben and Schiff counted at least 20 different doo-wop groups that recorded these songs between 1954 and 1964, and we're going to hear some versions now from the year 1957. These come from the doo-wop group The Del Vikings, an integrated group from Pittsburgh. This is their 1957 version of the standard, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, on Afterglow.
Somewhere behind. top. That's where you find me, somewhere over the rainbow. Bluebirds fly,
somewhere,
birds fly over.
I'm
through with my old love.
I
loved her through and through.
I'm
searching for a new love. Can that new love be you?
I want a Sunday kind of love. To heaven, home, and money's our goal. I want a love. On a Sunday kind of love.
Sunday kind of love.
I want a love that's on the square.
Wah-pow.
And on a road that leads nowhere.
Wah-pow.
I want a love to heaven to hold.
Wah-pow.
I want a Sunday kind of love.
Sunday kind of love.
But I'm through my Sunday dreaming. With all my Sunday scheming. Well, every minute, every hour, every day. Certain kind of lover
who will show me the way.
My heart needs someone to enfold. To heaven, with money's our goal. I want love to heaven to hold. I want a Sunday kind of love.
Well, I do my Sunday dreaming, all my Sunday scheming, every minute, hour.
Heaven, when money's our goal, I want a love to heaven to hold. I want a Sunday kind of love. I want a Sunday kind of love. I want a Sunday kind of love.
To American Songbook Standards, sung by the doo-wop group The Del Vikings in 1957. That was A Sunday Kind of Love, and before that, Over the Rainbow. Believe it or not, these two songs in particular are the two most frequently performed songs by doo-wop groups from the 1950s and 60s. The Great American Songbook formed an essential part of the repertoire of most of the great doo-wop groups from the 1950s. I want to play a few standards from another one of the most influential doo-wop groups of this classic period, Billy Ward and his Dominoes. Billy Ward was not himself a singer. He was a vocal coach, an arranger, and a pianist, and he recruited some of the best singers in New York to join his group, the Dominoes, around 1950. Among them was the excellent lead tenor Clyde McFatter, who later went on to lead his own group, the Drifters, in 1953. Let's start with a song featuring McFatter as the soloist. This is Billy Ward and the Dominoes in 1953 with These Foolish Things Remind Me of You on Afterglow.
Oh, my darling, you've gone and left me, and all I have left now are memories, memories like
a cigarette.
dresses and her land ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. Tinkling piano in the next apartment. Those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant.
Sometimes I wonder, I ask the lonely night, dreaming of a song, the melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of the song. Stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses bloom.
two songs sung by the group Billy Ward and His Dominoes. We just heard Hoagie Carmichael and Mitchell Parrish's Stardust, a song written in 1927. That was sung in 1957 with soloist Gene Mumford, a top 20 single for the Dominoes. And starting that set, the song These Foolish Things, written by Eric Mashwitz and Jack Strachey in 1935, sung there in 1953 with soloist Clyde McFatter. If any doo-wop group can be considered experimental in the 1950s, it was certainly the Chicago-based group The Flamingos. Their style was certainly doo-wop, but their vocal harmonies were often more complex, sometimes evoking more of the jazz vocal groups of the 1940s. Like many other doo-wop groups, jazz standards played a key role in their repertoire. Let's hear two ballads by this group now, both recorded in the same session in 1959. We'll begin with a George and Ira Gershwin standard, written in 1937. This is The Flamingos with Love Walked In on Afterglow.
Behind
Doo-wop group The Flamingos in a recording session for End Records in 1959 with two jazz standards. Just now we heard their top 20 hit, I Only Have Eyes for You, a song by Harry Warren and Al Dubin from 1934. Before that, the Gershwin song Love Walked In, originally written in 1937. In just a moment, we'll hear more songs from the Great American Songbook as interpreted by doo-wop groups. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been listening to some doo-wop groups of the 1950s and 60s this hour as they perform some of the well-known songs from the Great American Songbook. One particular songwriter whose work was interpreted several times by doo-wop groups was Jerome Kern. It's a bit surprising because Kern was often known for more complex melodies and harmonies, and doo-wop groups are known for their simplicity of melody and harmony. Nevertheless, here are a few. The first one comes from The Ravens, an R&B vocal group that started in the late 1940s, years before doo-wop really took hold. There's more swing to The Ravens' sound than most later doo-wop music, but they certainly created much of the doo-wop blueprint. Not only were they one of the first groups to feature the bass voice prominently, but The Ravens were also the first of many bird-themed doo-wop groups, a musical aviary that later included the Orioles, the Robins, the Crows, the Larks, the Flamingos, the Penguins, and at least a dozen or so more. Let's hear them now. Here are The Ravens featuring bass Jimmy Ricks in 1948 with Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein's Old Man River on Afterglow.
Well, Old Man River, Old Man River, he must know something, but he don't say nothing. No, he just keep rolling, keeps on just rolling along. Keeps on rolling. He don't plant tears, no, and don't plant cotton, no, and them that plants them are soon forgotten, no, but Old Man River keeps on just a rolling along, right on the rolling.
You and I, we sweat and strain, bodies all aching and racked with pain. Tote that barge, lift that bale. You get drunk
and you'd land in jail. Well, I get weary sometimes, sick of trying, tired of living, fear of dying. Oh, but Old Man River keeps on just rolling along, right on rolling.
You and I, we sweat and strain, bodies all aching and racked with pain.
To that body, live that bill. You'd get a little drunk and you'd land in jail. I get weary, yes, and sick of trying, tired of living
and the fear of dying. But Old Man River, he just keeps rolling along.
Friends derive cannot
two doo-wop songs with music originally written by the Great American Songbook composer Jerome Kern. Just now, one of the most successful vocal groups, the Platters, in 1958, with their number one hit version of Kern's song Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. And starting that set, the Ravens, a proto-doo-wop group, in 1948, with Old Man River. Let's hear another Jerome Kern song now in a doo-wop style. This one comes from singer Johnny Maestro, who sang for many years with the doo-wop group The Crests before going solo. The Crests were one of the first racially integrated doo-wop groups, consisting of black, white, and Latino singers from New York City. While doo-wop was primarily a black genre, its popularity spread across racial boundaries. There was an especially large subset of Italian-American doo-wop groups that formed in New York around this time. Johnny Maestro, born Johnny Mastrangelo, was one such Italian-American doo-wop singer. Another famous one was Dion DiMucci and his all-Italian-American doo-wop group, the Belmonts, who we'll also hear from in this next set. First up, though, is Johnny Maestro with Jerome Kern's The Way You Look Tonight on Afterglow.
Tearing my fear apart.
for the first time. Seems to be happening
again. Two jazz standards sung by some Italian-American doo-wop singers. Just now we heard Dion and the Belmonts in 1959 with their hit version of the 1935 Rodgers and Hart standard Where or When. Before that, Johnny Maestro in 1961 with The Way You Look Tonight. Johnny Maestro and Dion DiMucci each left their respective groups, the Crests and the Belmonts, to pursue a solo career. Although they each adopted some more pop elements on their solo records, they kept some of those doo-wop elements as well. A similar thing happened to Frankie Lyman, who started his doo-wop career as a teenager in his group, The Teenagers. He was still a teenager when he went solo in 1957, and he kept some of his doo-wop sound while also pursuing a solo pop style. Let's hear Lyman now with one of his first solo songs. It also happens to be a jazz standard. This is Frankie Lyman with the Matty Malnack and Johnny Mercer song, Goody Goody, on Afterglow.
So you met someone who set you back on your heels. Goody goody. So you met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody goody. So you gave him your heart too.
Ah!
A few more 1930s jazz standards in the doo-wop style. Just now we heard the group The Five Satins in 1960 with the 1938 Sammy Fain and Irving Cahall standard, I'll Be Seeing You. Before that, Frankie Lyman in 1957 with the 1936 song Goody Goody. The popularity of doo-wop music first declined in the late 1950s as solo singers like Elvis Presley, Chuck Berry, and Bobby Darin flooded the market. However, in the early 1960s, there was a brief but significant doo-wop revival as older singles started to be reissued on oldies compilation albums. This ushered in a new wave of doo-wop groups who added more sophisticated recording and production techniques to the classic doo-wop sound. The revival didn't last long. The novelty wore off quickly. But the early 1960s revival also saw some of doo-wop's biggest hits, including one number one single that originally came from the Great American Songbook. Here, I'm talking about the 1934 Rodgers and Hart song Blue Moon, as performed by the doo-wop group The Marcells in 1961. The song's familiarity was the key to its success. It was recorded at the very end of a session when the producer asked the group if they knew a song that had that famous doo-wop chord progression. The song they knew was the familiar Blue Moon, which they quickly arranged on the spot, adding in some nonsense syllables and other familiar doo-wop gimmicks. Here are the Marcells in 1961 with their hit version of the 1934 Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart song Blue Moon on Afterglow.
Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, ding, dong, ding, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom,
dang dang ding it on ding boom.
Bomb a 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 dang 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 ding it on ding boom. It's
An American Songbook classic, Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart's Blue Moon, as performed by the doo-wop group The Marcells in 1961. And thanks for tuning in to this Doo-wop Sing Standards edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.